A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Nundalid, Baba Basra 54b, pagination is 108. Starting from the second line, the Gemara alerts us to a fascinating problem when a Jew purchases real estate from a non-Jew in their time of the Talmud. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Nichsei Ovid Kochavim, the property of a non-Jew, Harehen Kamidbar, end up like a desert, open to whoever comes first to acquire it, Kolamachsik Bohen, Zocha Bohen, whoever comes and makes a chazaka, an act of acquisition, even if they didn't pay for it, ends up with it. Let us explain. My time, why? And we'll see from the explanation clearly that the case is that the non-Jew is selling it to Jew number one, and Jew number two is coming in and trying to interfere. Ovid Kochavim, the non-Jew, Michimata Zuze Liyadei, from the time that he got the money, is talikle. He removes himself from the transaction. He got his money. He walks away. He has no further claim. No need to retain his ownership in any way. Yisrael, but Jew number one, who gave the money, lo kani, he did not acquire it yet by virtue of his giving the money, because the money, for whatever reason, did not do the act of acquisition. Ademati shtara liyadei. He doesn't acquire it until he gets the document. And since he did not yet get the document, in the interim, from the time that he gave the money until he gets the document, that land has its original owner remove his claim to it. And Jew number one, the new owner, has not yet reached in and acquired it. Hilkach, therefore, Harein Kamidbar, if you follow the logic, the land is ownerless. V'chalamachzik bohen, zacha bohen, and whoever wants to can acquire it. Now, this is a concern that we're being alerted to. A pretty sad scene where Jew number one gives his money and Jew number two walks in and is koneid for free. Where does that leave us? So, number one, it does leave us that the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalid Se'if Gimel writes that the structure of such a transaction should be that the document is written up at the time that the money is ready to be given, so that we should not leave this land ownerless for any period of time at all. So, number one is corrective action. What indeed happens if this second Jew walks in and does the act of acquisition? So the Rashbam, in the small lines, counting up from the large lines, about seven, at the end of a line, v'yesh mefarshim, there are those who learn, d'ma'os mi'ayachzir l'lokeach rishon. He has to give the money to the first buyer, meaning, cute that you moved in and acquired it, we say to Jew number two, but you're going to have to reimburse Jew number one for the payment. V'li ein nira klal, the Rashbam says, personally, I don't agree with that. De'imkein maya harehen kamidbar, the wording that it's truly ownerless means it's truly ownerless. And he acquires it, and he does not have to pay Jew number one for the payment. Umiu, as we approach the wide lines, but nira be'enai, it appears to me, dasheni rasha mikri, that the second one is called a Rasha, a wicked person, The kevin de yav lokeach rishon zuze, since the first person gave money already, lo gora, he is not worse, me ani amahapich bacharora, from a person who's trying to get a purchase. And we learned in a specific sugya about ani amahapich bacharora, a person is trying to get a certain purchase, that you're not allowed, in many cases, to interfere. And this person interfered. He's called a rasha, a wicked person, but financially, the Rashbam holds, there's no liability. In any case, this is the problem we're dealing with. Continuing in the Gemara, about 8 lines from the top, Amale Abaya l'Rav Yosef, Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi, how could Shmuel possibly have ruled like that? For Amar Shmuel, Shmuel held, Dina de Malchusa Dina, the rule of the monarchy is the rule. Our phraseology would be the rule of the land. Umalka Omar, and the king, the rulership, the code of law of the country is Lo Likni Aru Ela Beigrisa. You're not acquiring the land unless you have its documentation. And therefore, even though in Torah law, when a Jew acquires from a non-Jew, it's done not by money, but rather by document, and therefore someone else could walk in between and do the acquisition, but that Jew number two's acquisition is meaningless because he doesn't have the document. And therefore, Abaye says that Shmuel's actual ruling of Dina de Malchusa Dina would enable us to circumvent this problem if the non-Jew who was the original owner will provide documentation to Jew number one, then this case is closed based on the documentation. Amale, Rav Yosef responded to Abaye regarding the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Anolo Yodana, I don't know, I don't want to discuss it. Rashbam says he did know, but he wanted to bring a proof from a case. Uvda Ava Bedura Duru'usa, there was an incident in this place, B'Yisrael Dezavan Arami Ovid Kochavim, that a Jew bought land from the non-Jew, V'Asa Yisrael Acharina Rafik Bapurta, and a second Jew came and did a kinyan like we described, Kinyonim that can be done on land to acquire it. Also, the Kamei Rav Yehuda, and they came to Rav Yehuda, Rashbam says, who generally ruled like Shmuel, his Rebbe. Ukma bidad sheni, and he gave it to the second person. The Gemara makes no mention of whether he had to reimburse the first person. That's a discussion that the Rashbam raised. We'll get to it in a moment in Halacha. But in any case, the second person got the land, according to Rav Yehuda. Amalei, Abaye answered, L'dura d'ru'usa ko'amrit. You're talking to me about that place? Hasam bagim etamri havu. That's a whole different story. Because over there were a lot of tax evaders. D'inu gufayu lo avayavi taska l'malka. They didn't pay the tax. Umalka Omar, and the king said, Man de Yoiv Taska Lechel Ara, whoever pays the tax should get the land. And therefore the non-Jew, who was at least seemed to be the original owner, didn't really own the land, precisely because of Dino de Malchus Adino, because the law of the land. And the law of the land was, if you don't pay the tax, then the land doesn't stay with you. And instead, the person who paid the money to the non-Jew was a meaningless sale, because the non-Jew doesn't own the land. And the second person who moved in was moving in independent of any of this transaction. It happens that because the first Jew paid, therefore the second Jew is able to get the land without fighting with the non-Jew. But according to law, that non-Jew doesn't own it anyway. The king says whoever pays the tax is the one who gets the land. Let's look at this in Halacha, some in Kuf Tzadi Dalet Beis. Me'acha sha'akom enakone akarka mi Yisrael. V'lo makneu li Yisrael ela b'shtar. Transactions between a Jew and a non-Jew are by virtue of contract. Therefore, Yisrael shalokach sada me'akom. When a Jew buys something, real estate, from a non-Jew, v'nosan damim, he paid the money. V'kodim shayachzik bo, and he did not yet do his kinyan. By Yisrael acher, a different Jew came, v'echzik bo, and makes a kinyan. K'derech shemachzikim b'nechzei hager, the way chazakas work on real estate, chazaka of kinyan, obviously, not the three-year term that we were using before. Zocha acheron, the second person, gets the property. There's some discussion how the first person could protect himself, but if this scenario played itself out, that the first one lost the land because the second one moved in, the Mechaber Paskins, V'nosen L'rishen as Hadamim, the second one does have to pay the first one the money. And the Rama continues, V'asheni Mikri Rasha, and the second one is called a Rasha, a wicked one for what he did. Interestingly, we're paskining, as Rashbam presented, like the opinion that says that he does have to reimburse, not like the Rashbam who says it's like a midbar, you don't have to reimburse. But we are also accepting the Rashbam's words that he's called a Rasha for interfering in this transaction. The Mechaber continues, based on Abaye's question, but if it's a place where there is a law of the land that documentation is required, then the first one is protected when he gets his document from the Akum, then it would be his, even if this second Jew is trying to interfere, but with documentation, it would belong to the first one. And the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, this concern only exists by real estate because the concept is to acquire with a shtar, with a document, and not with money. If, however, we were dealing with Metaltalin, the Rama writes, Metaltalin kona benesinas hamaos, movable objects could indeed be acquired by giving money alone. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.